Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. I'm here today with my guest, Carly Jenick of Wild Idea, and today we are discussing running a business that fits in with a remote lifestyle. Carly is a content marketer and founder of content marketing and SEO collective Wild Idea. With over 12 years in the marketing industry, she's worked with brands large and small across many industries to grow organic traffic and reach new audiences. She's passionate about remote living, work-life balance, and living a freedom lifestyle. Thanks so much for joining us today, Carly.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's dive into a couple of questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So please tell us and our listeners, where are you tuning in from today?
I'm in Austin, Texas. Loving it here. It's so beautiful. It's growing so fast.
Yes.
Really great tech scene. Yeah.
That's awesome. Very cool. And what would you say motivates or inspires you?
You know, just kind of what was part of my profile that I sent over. It's just, I'm very, very inspired by like working your own way, working when you feel inspired, being able to travel whenever, you know, freedom.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And yeah, we'll definitely be delving more into that.
Yeah.
And then, so how did you get into digital marketing?
So I graduated from college with a degree in public relations and kind of quickly learned that the world was really changing. This was about probably like 12, 13 years ago now. So the world was kind of just ramping up into like becoming pretty much fully digital. Everything was changing so fast that what I'd learned in college was just like almost not relevant. It was like outdated immediately.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was hard. And so I had to kind of teach myself and figure out what, you know, direction I wanted to go based on, you know, just internet research and asking people and things like that. And I kind of just naturally gravitated towards content marketing and SEO.
Okay.
So yeah, so I was working in-house at a large real estate brokerage at the time, and I knew that I needed to get better at it. You know, if I wanted to be a leader in the space, I really needed to get some hands-on experience from people who really knew what they were doing. So I got a job at a really well-known content marketing agency.
Okay.
And yeah, learned from them. They were amazing. It was a really, really great experience. And yeah, when I felt confident, I just had kind of always wanted to do my own thing and be a consultant and a freelancer. So I jumped into that right around early 2020, and it's kind of evolved into, you know, an agency, which is cool.
That's really cool. So tell us more about Wild Idea, your agency. You know, like how big is your team now? And are you guys only focused on content marketing, or are you offering a more broad range of services? Tell us a little bit more.
So we are pretty specialized into content marketing, but what I call like content SEO. When people think content marketing, a lot of times they think social media as well, and we actually don't do social. We are pretty focused on driving organic traffic from the blog usually, or from like different website pages. And
gotcha.
We do a lot of link building as well.
Okay, awesome. And then, okay, so how would you guys say you differentiate yourselves from other agencies?
So we are what I like to call a Team Lansing team. We only have a couple in-house employees. All the rest are freelancers. And we kind of try to hire our freelancers based on like when we get a client, we'll hire a freelancer just for that client. So like, say we get a client in the financial space, or get a client in, you know, a niche space, we
right.
can go through and find someone who like actually knows about that topic, that can write about it. And it really kind of allows us to not necessarily have to try to be good at all things. We can really specialize and focus in on the subject that we're good at. So, you know, say if that's a writer, he can focus on the subject that he's good at. Or for us as an agency, we also focus really, really heavily into content marketing and link building. So we're just, I think we're just really good at, you know, being specialized.
That's awesome. And then, so each of your clients basically has their own dedicated account executive, essentially, because you hire your freelancer to work through the entire project. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. We have several freelancers on each project. So we have writers, designers. A lot of times I will work with the writer to help me with ideation, but I'm still very heavily involved in all the strategy for all of my clients. We're still small enough to where I can really put my personal touch on each client in terms of the strategy that we're going to execute. I'm going to need to probably figure out an expansion plan for that here soon. But as of right now, yeah, I'm pretty much doing the strategy for all the clients.
Awesome. So what was one of the biggest obstacles you had to overcome as you've been growing your agency?
Oh man, it has been learning experience after learning experience. I think my first one was not to rely too heavily on one person or one client.
That's good.
Really early on in my career or my agency's life, we had one really big client and we lost that client and I was almost sending out resumes, you know, it almost broke us. So after that, yeah, it's been like very, very important to me to make sure that we always have, you know, we're not putting all our eggs in any basket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. All right. Well, let's delve into our topic. So we're going to be talking about running a business that fits with a remote lifestyle. So to start, can you talk to us about how you built a business that fits with your remote lifestyle?
Yeah, definitely. So I built this around my, you know, kind of drive to travel. I wanted to build a situation where, you know, even if I did have, you know, even if this does grow into a large company, I always want to be able to, you know, run it from anywhere in the world and travel when I want to. And work-life balance is really important to me. And I want everyone on the team to feel that way. Mm-hmm. So we have a team from all over the world. We don't put any stipulations on where the people live in order to hire as a contractor or full-time. Like, I have one full-time person who is overseas and, you know, we are only overlapping 2 hours out of every day, but that's fine. You know, like we talk for those 2 hours, we get caught up and we're each able to, you know, work when we're most effective and work when we feel like we have the time. You know, as long as things get done by the deadline, then, you know, it's really an open environment. And there's like a lot of trust that goes into it, just making sure that you hire people that you know are going to get things done.
Absolutely. And so as a remote team, communication is so important. So how do you guys ensure that you are staying, you know, in close communications, that everyone knows what everyone is doing, you're staying organized and on schedule at the end of the day?
So yeah, we are hyper organized. We create very, very detailed deadline schedules. Like there's a deadline for each tiny phase of the content creation process. Okay. And we use Monday. Have you heard of Monday.com?
Yes. I haven't used it, but I've definitely heard of it.
Yeah, we use Monday to kind of organize it. And we keep pretty much all of our communications as it pertains to like questions about client work in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So it's all like, it's all organized. Everyone can see. And if anyone has any questions about anything, you can refer them to like a certain thread in Monday. And it's really helpful.
Okay, good. And then are you guys on email or do you Slack? How do you communicate that way? Or is it all pretty much through Monday?
No, we have Slack too. I feel like we actually end up communicating more on Monday than in Slack, but we do have Slack as well for those quick questions. And sometimes just, you know, bonding, you know, sending through like little funny memes or like, you know, asking yeah. people to send through pictures of their pets, stuff like that.
That's awesome. So it sounds like you guys have a really well-established company culture.
Yeah, we're working on it for sure. I think that I know I have always like wanted to be identified as a person first, like not make my identity about where I work or what I do. And so I really like to foster that environment where like, yes, there's a company culture and people feel valued and people, you know, feel inspired to put their best, you know, foot forward with us. But also, you know, I don't expect people to be, I don't expect to be these people's whole life, you know, and that they shouldn't expect the same of me. So everyone is, you know, very, very, very work-life balance oriented, and it, yeah, it's been working out.
That's awesome. So what would you say makes up, like, what gives your employees that work-life balance? Do you say, you know, after this time, you know, like I won't email you or text you? How can you create that balance with your client or with your the members of your team?
So in Slack, they actually have this handy little thing that will let you know what time it is in for one of your employees. So like if you have someone that's in a completely opposite time zone and you try to Slack them, sometimes it'll be like, oh, like it's 2 a.m. for this person. Do you want to send this Slack? You can also turn notifications off so people know that they can turn their notifications off and turn them back on in the morning. And sometimes they will have Slack messages that they wake up to, but nobody, I don't think anyone feels pressured to answer right away unless it is me and like my right-hand woman. We have like that 2-hour window where we collaborate. And I think that's the only time where an answer is really expected right away. Like there's a lot of patience. Nobody feels like, you know, they need to get immediate gratification on any questions. It's a really chill atmosphere.
Gotcha. Okay. So what would you say are the major benefits to running a remote agency?
So, I mean, obviously that freedom lifestyle, being able to pick up and go and have that really heavy focus on work-life balance, but also it's really nice to not be limited by location. Like I have clients who are on the other side of the world. I have contractors who are on the other side of the world. And there's really just like no limitation on who you can work with. And so you can find really great resources in terms of, you know, employees and contractors. And you can also, yeah, your client pool is unlimited, the whole world.
Yeah, I know. It just, it makes the world such a small place now. And are there any drawbacks to running a remote agency that you've come across?
Yeah, definitely. I do think, like you had kind of touched on culture, I do think it would be hard to have like a really solid culture remotely.
Makes it a bit more challenging.
I do think it's possible to do, especially when you get larger and you can do things like retreats and like, you know, flying everyone out to a certain place and everyone bonds for 1 week out of the year. Like that would be goals for later on. And I would love to do that. But as a smaller agency without the budget to do that, really fostering a really close knit relationship is more difficult for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely makes sense. So what marketing tactics do you use to bring on new clients, or how are you mostly bringing on your new clients?
So I do a lot of like attraction marketing on LinkedIn and social media, just like posting, making connections, commenting on people's posts, trying to build up my personal brand. And I've had people that like haven't even interacted with a LinkedIn post send me a message, and I know that they must have found me via LinkedIn because you know, where else would they have? So there's that, and then I've also gotten a good amount of referrals.
Okay. So on LinkedIn, you do, it's just like cold outreach. And then on your profile, you're just posting things that are relevant to them.
Yeah. And I don't even do the cold outreach. Just posting relevant, insightful things and then interacting with other people's posts. So like going through and spending like a day engaging with other people's posts and following people who might be potential good clients, and just kind of waiting for them to come to you. That's been my strategy so far.
Okay. Gotcha. And then what are some lessons you've learned from owning a marketing agency?
Well, many, many, many lessons. Trying to think of the best one. I think one of the best ones that kind of fits in with what we're talking about today is kind of deciding like what sort of lifestyle you want to live, mm-hmm. and fitting, you know, growth and goals into that, you mm-hmm. know, so it might be a thing of like, oh, you know, I don't ever really want to be that agency owner that is, you know, just grinding 80 hours a week and, you know, really stressed out. And so I'm kind of getting to build it in a way that fosters that. Mm-hmm. And I think that can get out of hand really quickly if you let it, like if you start growing and you just start spiraling and, you know, you can start getting real stressed out really, really quickly. And so just kind of keeping that in check and like growing slowly and growing in a way that makes you still feel good every step of the way, I think is something I've had to learn.
Absolutely. And how do you find that work-life balance in your day-to-day? Do you have any tips or secrets? Because I know everyone, that's like the golden question.
Yeah, I mean, I try to work when I feel the most productive. So usually that's for like 3 or 4 hours in the morning, and I take like a nice long lunch. Sometimes I'll go for a walk. We have like a little river by the house where I'll go walk with my dogs and spend some time out in nature, and then come back and do some of the more, you know, not mindless tasks, but you know, not the most heavy stuff, like answering emails and doing scheduling and some of the more chill tasks in the afternoon. And then,
okay,
you know, I try to space things out to where I'm not working more than 7 or 8 hours a day every day. So I make sure that I turn it off when it's time to turn it off, and then go spend time with my dogs and my boyfriend afterwards.
Okay. And then, so do you work evenings at all, or you try to just keep it, you know, within your working hours during the day?
Sometimes I will work evenings, especially if I took like if I took kind of a long lunch, mm-hmm. or say in the afternoon, like if, you know, I get really tired in the afternoon, if I'm having like, you know, just kind of an off day, sometimes I'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to let myself work later when I feel more inspired. And so those times, yeah, sometimes I'll work in the evening.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, so where do you see Wild Idea in 5 years' time?
So that is something that changes often. I go back and forth between, oh, I never want to become a big agency. I always want to stay nice and small so that things stay, you know, relaxed and, you know, not too crazy, but also, yeah, sometimes, you know, I get kind of inspired and I'm like, oh, you know, this could be something. So,
absolutely.
Maybe I do want to get bigger. So time will tell. I'm going to listen to myself and really just try to feel out over the next few years, like how I'm feeling about it in the moment, and just kind of go from there.
That's awesome. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are 5 rapid fire questions for you. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Tolle?
Tolle, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Tolle. I read that years ago.
Yeah. It's a very common book. I actually just read it in the last year, and I found that it was really helpful. I'm someone who has anxiety pretty often, and it has helped a lot with that anxiety, worrying about the future, worrying about the past, just trying to be really present in the moment. That mm-hmm. has been really great advice.
Absolutely. I love that. And then, so what does your morning routine look like?
So I get up around 7 and I do like a quick 10-minute laying meditation. Usually it's centered around something like feeling good for the day, or like clearing my energy, or manifestation. I'm into a lot of that woo-woo.
Yeah, so, that's interesting.
Yeah, do that for a little bit. And then I get up, and I mentioned my dogs and the trail that we have, the nature trail. So every morning I get up and I take them on like a 30 or 45-minute walk around the nature trail, and really just mm-hmm. try to like take in the nature. It's really pretty down there. There's like a really pretty river. It looks really nice, and just try to keep myself in a tranquil mood as long as possible.
Yes, that's so good for you. And so how long have you been meditating for?
You know, I just got into it around the time that I started Wild Idea. I started working with a business coach around that time, mm-hmm. and she really taught me how to, like, how your inner peace and your inner sanity really affects your work life and how, what kind of company you run and what, you know, what your day-to-day looks like. And she was very heavy into like the meditation, and that's when I got started, and it really, really, really does help.
Yeah. It's a game changer. It just makes you feel like you're so much more in control of your day versus having your day control you and putting you in more of a reactive state.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like you're in flow rather than real stressed out and just, yeah, like you said, reactive.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's awesome. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
So yeah, I always follow, you know, Sarah Blakely, the CEO of Spanx.
Okay.
She really bootstrapped Spanx from nothing. And her story is just really, really inspiring to me. So I always follow her. And then Ross Hudgens from Siege Media, he's my old boss. He and Siege, they post a lot of really great, helpful online videos. And so I'm always following them and helping to keep up with the latest SEO trends based on what they post. Really great stuff.
Okay, very good. And then what is your favorite online tool?
So I mentioned Monday earlier. That is so, so helpful. But being an SEO, we also use Ahrefs a lot.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And
those are my faves.
Perfect. And then last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
So I thought about this one for a while, and I think what would have been the most important to know is how important a personal brand is. So mm-hmm. I didn't really start focusing on that until a couple of years ago when I started Wild Idea, and just thinking about how ahead of the game I would be if I prioritized that sooner. Sometimes I'm just like kicking myself for not doing it sooner. So yeah, really cultivating a personal brand.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Carly. It's been really great chatting with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great chatting with you too.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.